People talk about the real meaning of Easter. Okay, so for some people, Easter's more than chocolates and eggs and bunnies and a long weekend. But, well, how do you react to the real meaning of Easter? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And listen, stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'm going to be telling you about our current life application booklet, The Shocking Truth About You, Me and Barabbas. Now, I would love to send you a free copy to help you wrap your heart around the amazing, powerful and life-transforming love of God for you through Jesus Christ. But this is the very last week that this particular book will be available, so please don't miss out. This week we've been looking at Easter, which is not surprising since it's Good Friday today. Jesus in his last week spent a good amount of his time encouraging his disciples. He was a man under enormous pressure heading to a gruesome death, and yet his main concern was on encouraging those 12 men, one of whom would betray him. But of course, on what we now celebrate as Good Friday, well, that first Good Friday was far from good, at least for Jesus. Beaten, brutalized, nailed to a cross through his hands and feet, he suffered incredibly and died. I don't quite know who came up with the name Good Friday, but it doesn't seem to fit. Are you with me? So let me ask you here and now, a couple of thousand years on, how do you react? What does Good Friday mean to you? Well, we celebrate Easter today, a long weekend, fluffy bunnies, Easter eggs, sweet chocolate, more chocolate, and yet more chocolate. And all that stuff is great, but it couldn't be further from the grim, brutal reality of that first Good Friday, could it? Today you see so much bluster and self-serving behaviour. You know, I love to watch the news every night on TV, and you see politicians and business people talking up this and putting spin on that. And I was talking to a young man, a mature Christian, in his church. He said there are couples who are burning out through work and mortgaged and demands of being involved in church. Marriages, he said, are falling apart. So much, you know, when you look at it, so much is about external appearances, conforming to whatever it is in our society that people say equals success. Yet on the inside, people somehow aren't satisfied. They're not fulfilled. They're not happy and peaceful and looking forward to tomorrow. An Easter bunny chocolate egg Easter is a bit like that. I mean, you may have heard me talk before about the thing that symbolizes all that in my life. Some years ago, before I became a Christian, I bought this really upmarket, expensive car. It was burgundy, it was a beautiful car, it had light tan leather inside, that smell of leather. It was really classy. It had four-wheel steering so you could turn it around on a pinhead. Yet it was so empty and so hollow. It was just a lump of metal and leather and so what? I tried so hard to live this outside thing, and yet I was dying on the inside. And two occasions each year, Easter and Christmas, things that we celebrate on the outside, the chocolate at Easter and the presents at Christmas, the holidays, they're supposed to bring fun and enjoyment and rest. And for a lot of people in the middle of those things, there's this kind of deep, distant awareness of the stuff these Christians are talking about, of Jesus. Let's get right to the point. Jesus, Easter. This was the Passover celebration back then. It was a festival to remember the wonderful things that God did in saving Israel when they were in slavery in Egypt, centuries before this first Easter. It would have been just as easy back then to get carried away with the social and cultural aspects of the Passover celebration as it is for us today at Easter, don't you think? I mean, everyone came to Jerusalem and they had feasts and they roasted lambs and they had unleavened bread and, there was a big kind of festival going on. And it would be so easy to get lost in all the cultural trappings of that festival, just as it is today to get lost in what we call Easter. But in the middle of all that is Jesus Christ, superstar. This Jesus who was just so well loved and liked and who did so many amazing things and healing and the way he spoke, he made sense and people followed him and then all of a sudden the mob turns on him. At Easter, they bay for his blood and he's beaten and spat on and crucified, and we looked at that from a medical perspective yesterday on the program. Supposedly he is the Son of God, and Christians tell us that this was all to pay for our sin. And the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. What the heck does that mean today? It comes right down to this. According to God, he made us. He loves us. And he gave us free will. And the point of all that was for us to know him and have this fantastic relationship with him here and now and for all eternity. And it doesn't matter which way you cut it. Each one of us in our own way has rejected him. I know I have, more often than I can possibly recount. And in doing that, we miss the whole point. You know, that's exactly what the Greek word for sin, which is what the Bible uses, means. To miss the mark or to miss the point. Truly, I tell you, I used to think of sin as some kind of old fuddy-duddy concept, something that priests and ministers talked about in the 1950s, but it's not relevant today. It's old-fashioned, it's religious moralizing, get rid of it, get over it. But when you come back to Easter, God's Easter, the central point, the central problem of all creation is that we rejected God. We turned our backs on him. And on that cross, he calls us home. The consequences of our rejection of him, our sin, are paid for by his own son, Jesus, who died and suffered for us so that we can have a new life, a life of giving and sacrifice, and a fresh new life, a wholesome, real life with joy and with peace, all because out of his great love, he reached out to us through Jesus. 12 years ago, that message hit home for me. I'm going to spend eternity coming to grips with what Jesus did for me. But in my heart, I know that I know that I know that I know that God is my God, that he loves me just as he does you. And that changes our whole lives. It opens the door to a real, dynamic, exciting, beautiful, wondrous relationship with God. So how does that impact you? What's the reaction in your heart, in your life, in your here and now, in your future? If you would like to accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and your Savior, why don't you just stop and pause and pray this prayer with me? Father, we've heard the story of Easter. We've heard the story of Jesus. And we can scarce believe or understand or comprehend that you would send your Son to pay the price of our sin, the price of our rejection of you. But as we look at that story, God, we just believe it in our hearts. And we want to say thank you. We want to praise you and worship you and say thank you that you sent Jesus to save us from a life of missing the point, that you came to save us from your judgment. Father, I am so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I just can't begin to list them all, but you know, because you felt each one in your heart. I'm going to turn away from that now, Lord. I can't be perfect except in you. And I know that Jesus died so that you would forgive all my sin, past, present, and future. And I give my life to you today, as Jesus gave his life for me back then. Father, give me this new life. Show me your love. Show me your future. Show me your grace. Father, I pray these things with all that I am. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we head towards Easter, we don't always think about the fact that what happened back there on that Passover was a huge injustice. And unless we understand that injustice, it's nigh on impossible to wrap your heart around the amazing love of God for you in Jesus Christ. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. And it's all about helping you come to grips with just how much God loves you. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.